Danger. The emergency destruct system is now activated. The ship will detonate in T-minus 1 minute.
Since I've done a pod, mainly because there's not really much interest to talk about, and the last one was pretty damn depressing. But I figured, seeing as the house is pretty quiet, Saren's in school, Talia's about to finish nursery, and George is just having a nap, so I'm just sitting on my bed, with Storm curled up, keeping me company. I'm feeling pretty bored, to be honest. My Sky internet keeps dicking about. Like, the internet is on, but I just keep getting DNS errors, and I think the router's had an update recently, because it's happening pretty much every day now. Being on the forums, and I know I'm not the only one. Literally this morning, since about 8 o'clock, I've rebooted the router about 12 times. PSN was offline last night, typical when I wanted to get onto Elder Scrolls Online. Managed to get on, I think, about midnight. So I managed to get my daily stuff done. But even then, I just felt a loss. And today, I just feel dead to the world. I'm on, obviously a few doctor visits in between, my last podcast. I think the last one was, when I was waiting to have a colonoscopy. That didn't happen for some reason. Even though the appointment was for that, I had a, what's called a sigmoidoscopy. I'd never heard of it before. It was only when I phoned the GP just with some concerns and double check. And to begin with, that didn't bode well because there was no record of my visit to the hospital on their systems. And then that was probably after 10 o'clock in the morning, and the doctor rang about 6:30 to say what she'd found. And then I've been back a couple times since, different medications. So I'm on amitriptyline, which doesn't, well, it's doing stuff, but it's not doing what they said it was meant to. They reckon it's IBS that I've got, so I have to do a FODMAP diet. Not convinced that IBS can cause such significant pain over such a prolonged period of time. I mean, we're coming up over 3 months now, where the pain's pretty much constant. But then, obviously, it could be that there's certain foods or content that I'm having in everyday meals. So I gotta kind of do trial and error. I found stuff online. There's not really much of a comprehensive guide. They tell you stuff to avoid, but everyone has different triggers and stuff, so it's a bit of a minefield. And to be honest, my head's just not cut out for sitting down and fucking working out, can I have this, can I have that. So I'm just kind of having what I would normally have and then seeing how it goes, if there's any significant change. It's probably just coincidence, but I had a meal yesterday and a meal the day before, which was pretty high in garlic content, which is a known sort of no-no in the FODMAP thing. And I the pain did seem to be worse since then, so I'm gonna try and avoid any garlic and just see. I've changed my milk, because that's a constant that I have. You know, like I've cut my coffee intake to 3 cups pretty much. Mainly just drinking squash. You know, and it's just so many things. I found a blog that someone in the UK had done, which gives you a list of like actual brands. You know, like bizarrely, Frosties is a good one to have. Although I thought the sugar probably wouldn't have been a good thing, but the only thing is the blog's out of date. It's like 2 years since it was last updated. So obviously various ingredients may have changed. And like that's what kind of worked for them, and obviously, like I said, everyone's different. So I don't know if it's a wild goose chase, but it's worth doing, I suppose, even if it means getting on the path to eating a bit healthier, because obviously being off work for such a long time, I've just been eating shit, which, you know, if it is IBS, that obviously won't have helped. So yeah, but I don't really want to keep talking about it, because I find it boring as fuck, and I'm sure anyone that listens to this is sick to death of hearing about the woe is me shit. So to kind of change the subject, since I've been off, obviously, I've said this in the blogs and stuff, I've been gaming a lot. It's the only thing that I can kind of concentrate on, really. My focus is just all over the place normally, but with a game, I can just sit. And I guess the fact that my mind wanders is probably a good thing, in the sense of, like, I've been playing Elder Scrolls mainly. So it's like a ADHD sufferer's wet dream, in the sense that, you know, you can go off and do something, and then all of a sudden there's something else to do, and you just kind of, you know, get dragged into all these various side quests and other activities, or, you know, gathering items for your craft. I got Batman Arkham Knight, completed that. I think I'm on like 96 point something%, just got the Riddler trophies to collect, and then it's a case of tackling the AR missions and stuff to try and 100% it. This is partly the meds, partly just me losing my train of thought. The Fallout 4, I was hesitant about doing the pre-order for it, mainly because of the cost, but then I thought the Pip-Boy was pretty badass, so I put my pre-order in, and according to the cutoffs that game had, I should receive, as well as obviously the Pip-Boy edition, I should get the Vault t-shirt, the Vault 111, the bobblehead as part of like the Fallout 4 group that they have, and I think there was a couple of extras, I'm not entirely sure. But obviously, I've had a few people, a few of my mates, gutted that they didn't get in. Some have managed to get a copy sorted now, because Game had sort of an extra amount opened up, because Bethesda, I don't know if that's the right pronunciation, I call them Bethesda, they had so many complaints and stuff because people missed the announcements, so they kind of wangled it to have a few more in production. I just hope it doesn't go the same way as the Arkham Knight pre-order went. The pain of that was, like, I ordered the Batman statue edition and had an email off Amazon saying that it's delayed until July, obviously, this month now. But it was due, of course, on the 23rd of June. But as a means of ensuring that customers get to play the game on release, they sent a download code. So I stayed up for a few hours after midnight, had my download code through at about 12:15. So I was quite happy with that. The only downside was PSN. I think must have had a hammer in from people doing the same thing, because it took ages to download. It kept failing, but I eventually got on that. The gutting thing was there was certain things I couldn't do. So obviously, once you have downloaded enough, you can play as it downloads. But the Riddler missions were blocked off, and the AR missions, and a chunk of the story, but by the time I kind of did other sort of side things, it kind of clicked into place. Trying to think if I've played anything else. I mean, Elder Scrolls, I'm currently level 40 on my first character. I managed, after PSN came back up last night, which was about midnight-ish, I managed to get to level 40. I got two other characters that I'm just kind of doing little bits and pieces with, but mainly they're there for getting the daily mails from the hirelings for the crafts, and just to take stuff out of the bank so I can free up inventory space if need be, which I think is probably one of my biggest gripes. You know, like, I've spent thousands of gold upgrading my bag and my bank and my horse, so I can carry more. I think my current capacity is 101 physical capacity, and then the bank, I think, is able to hold about 100. And I've kind of not been on Final Fantasy since Elder Scrolls. But, you know, I think once I get the story aspect of it completed and hit veteran rank, I may kind of come off it and spend more time on other games. Yeah, obviously life isn't terribly eventful when you're not housebound, but I think I kind of housebound myself, just because, like, the last week towards the end, sort of Thursday and Friday, no, Wednesday and Thursday, I think, on the one day it was a scorching day, and I ended up going for like a 2 mile walk after Talia finished nursery. And it felt pretty good being out in the fresh air. Like, it was down by the reservoir, so it was quite nice. But then the next day I was in quite a bit of pain. And then the next day I decided, you know, kind of like the sort of exercise equivalent of hair of the dog, I suppose. I did quite a bit of walking. Like, we walked the kids to school, went back down and walked to get Talia, and then come back home. And then I think I walked to get Seren and then walked home again. So that was about 5 miles all in all, I think. And then the day after that, obviously all of the walking kind of caught up and I just felt crippled. So I just need to kind of find a happy medium in the sense of figuring out where the where to draw the lines so that I don't end up, you know, secluding myself again. But then, you know, it does allow me to get quite a bit of gaming done. Trying to think what else I've done. Finished Orange is the New Black, the newest season. The ending was, it was probably one of the best finales I've seen in a TV show in a long time. Pretty gutting, and it's going to be a long ass wait until the next series. The one thing I do like about Netflix is quite often a lot of the TV shows, they chuck the episodes up in one, like Orange is the New Black and Daredevil, which I need to finish. I think I'm on episode 5 of that at the moment. Hannibal, I've been watching. I'm up to date on it. Not impressed with this season. It seems to have lost the oomph that the last two had. The first episode I really didn't like, but then after watching episode 2 I kind of appreciated the first episode a bit more because it kind of put it in a bit more context and understood, you know, what was going on. I haven't read the books and I know that the movies and the TV show don't really do the books full justice, but all my Hannibal knowledge comes from the movies, and there's a lot of Hannibal the movie in this season. Yeah, I mean, I'm watching it more because it feels like a duty, you know, like in the hope that it improves, and it did seem to start improving, but then this latest episode just kind of left too many doubts about the, feels rushed, and then I think part of that is because they knew that it wasn't gonna stand for a renewal. Obviously Netflix and Amazon have recently declined it. I hope it does get picked up, and I hope, like I said this on Facebook, I hope that this is the sort of eye opener that they need to kind of get it back on track, get that, you know, whatever that core element from that made the first two seasons really good. You know, bring that back. So we'll see. Trying to think, we went to see Minions at the cinema last week, I think. It was okay. It wasn't as good as the trailer made it out to be. It was still quite funny and had its moments, but I don't know, it just, the trailer seemed to incorporate the sort of most hilarious and best bits, and then the tone that that set just didn't follow through into the full thing. I want to try and get back into writing. I know I've said this loads, and I kind of do, and then I lose my train of thought or my inspiration, and the projects just go back, just go on the back burner. I've said to Sarah, we'll try and write a children's story. I don't know how good an idea that is, considering how dark my mind can go. but I figured her nagging me, like she always does about everything, might just kind of give me that kick up the arse that I need to get shit done. I've got a couple short story or novel works that I've been doing, like I started them ages ago, and just kind of go back every now and again. So hopefully hopefully any kind of boost or inspiration that I gain from working with Saren might kind of follow through into the other stuff. I got a couple other story ideas, but I don't know whether I want to incorporate them into the stories I'm already working on, because they could kind of fit, or just kind of take them on their own. I was thinking as well of doing like a mini series of works and just checking them up on the store for like 99p a download, you know, something that most people wouldn't really bat an eyelid at, but you know, if there's quite a few downloads, that might again give me the boost I need just to kind of churn some content out. Because I think if I get feedback, or if I get not fans, but you know, people that are keen to see how it pans out, again, that might spur me on. I've got my comic book scripts that I want to try and get back into. I think the downside is, like, a couple days back, well, a couple nights ago, I forgot to take the amitriptyline. Like, I was just absolutely shattered, and I think I just assumed that I'd already taken them because of the way I was feeling. So the following morning, I just had this kind of burst of energy. Like, physically, I'm still no better. But I just had this energy where I just got stuff done. Like, it was quite productive. Even though it was over a short period of time, I got more done in like a couple hours than I normally would do all day. And then, yeah, it was day before yesterday. And then, yesterday, it was just back to square one, because I obviously had remembered to take the stuff. I'm kind of playing about with the times I take it, just to see if it makes any difference. Like, the last couple times I've been taking them just before I go to sleep, so that's anything from about, you know, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And the only difference I've noticed is last night I took some at 8:30, and I feel fucking shit. I feel worse than I did the other days when I'd taken them later. So I don't know if that's just coincidence, or so I'm gonna try again 8:30 tonight and just see. And then I got like a few more of the 10 milligram to take, and I think I got like 2 blister strips, and then I move on to the 25 milligram that the doctor prescribed me last week. And then I'm off. Well, I'm signed off work until I think 17th. 17th of this month. So just got to see how I get on with, you know, trial and error with the food and the meds. Don't really think there's anything else. I think I can't remember if I blogged about this or if I put it on Facebook or Twitter. But I think the main reason my writing isn't really happening is because I don't have adventures. Like I've listened to loads of podcasts, like Fat Man and Batman with Grant Morrison, Nerdist, you know, like loads of different creative folks on there. And they all have like these really cool stories. I know some of them are unachievable for the average Joe, like, you know, they've got these famous friends and stuff. But just general things, like they have quite an adventurous life, funny stories to tell, or just stories to tell. Any stories I've got to tell, I fucking can't remember. That's why I started doing like the Kelso Chronicles, just to kind of bring stuff back that, you know, happened to me and my mates and whatnot. But I think the fact that, because I haven't really lived, if that makes sense, like I've never been one to be spontaneous or go off and do shit on my own. If I go off and do stuff on my own, it's usually when in the confines of the house. You know, because I don't really like going places on my own, especially places I've never been before. I kind of get intimidated by the concept of being somewhere and maybe not knowing exactly how it works. Like, when I was younger, when me and my mates would go out drinking, there'd be certain pubs that I'd maybe not been in before, or I knew they'd be busy, and I get intimidated going into a place. Like, if you're going to meet someone in a pub, and you know, like you poke your head in the door and you kind of look around looking like a complete tosser, I don't like that. So normally I'd have my mates meet me outside, or I get, you know, whoever I'm meeting to wait outside for me, so we go in together, as opposed to me looking around. And I don't know, it's just something, I think, because, like, I'm a people watcher, and sometimes I look at people that do that and just kind of not judge them, but kind of take the piss out of them in my head, or I might, you know, say something to the people I'm with. You know, nothing malicious, or, you know, nothing really meant by it. It's just a passing comment, so to speak. And I think I try to avoid things that I mock people for. So I don't want to be mocked myself, even though, you know, chances are no one is going to fucking do it. You know, no one thinks the way I do or acts the way I do. Yeah, just think, because obviously I know how I think, I try to avoid that, like, you know, the double entendres and innuendos. If I accidentally, well, I don't accidentally say things that could be turned. If I do say it, it's deliberate. You know, like, you've got some people that might, they always say the wrong thing, or, you know, they always say something that you can twist into something dirty. That's where I'm pretty much in my element, really, because my mind just works so quick at stuff like that. But, like, I don't slip up normally. Like, I don't fall into the trap, because I'm the one that sets the trap normally. So if I do say something, I'm the one that beats anyone else to the punchline. I don't even know if I'm making sense now. I think I'm going to wrap this up. But moving from the double entendre and innuendo side of things, I was thinking, like, I had a random thought yesterday. I was thinking, like, 50 Shades of Grey, and I'm going to put a disclaimer out there. I have not read them, and I don't intend to. But I had an idea, like, randomly just this pen name popped into my head. And then straight after that, I thought of doing, like, my own erotica. Although it's not, like, the stuff I've thought of isn't really erotica. You'd need to create, like, a totally new category for it, because it's, but basically, porn, in writing, you know, not a script or anything, just, you know, pure fucking filth. But I don't want to give up my pen name or anything just yet, because I don't want people to kind of get an idea where this might lead. But yeah, so I might try and get some smut out there. I don't know why it came into my head. Like, Orange is the New Black, had Crazy Eyes doing, like, her kind of weird sci-fi erotica thing. So maybe it was just that milling about in the subconscious. But yeah, we'll see. Yeah, so I'm going to wrap this up because I'm just droning on and on and on about shit. And hopefully I can try and pod a bit more. It's just really difficult. I thought I'd get a lot of recordings done, you know, being off work and whatnot, but because the only time the house is really quiet, usually, is the middle of the night, and usually I'm in bed watching TV and that, and then I put the PlayStation on. And to record, I normally need to go downstairs. It's just, I can't be arsed with the hassle. But I'll try and kick myself out of that mindset. See how it goes. Yeah, so we'll leave it there for this one.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Black letters on a dead end sign. I had my foot on the gas as I left the road and blew out my mind. 8 miles out of Memphis and I got no spare. 8 miles straight up downtown somewhere. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah.
said I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Yeah.